Hello, entrepreneurs. My name is Bimal Shah. I'm on a mission to make pioneers out of entrepreneurs by helping you achieve your three-year goal in 1 year that's tied to your 25-year vision and five-year moonshot. I do it through weekly sprints and 90-day leaps. This is the Pioneers Academy podcast, and I'm on a mission to make a million pioneers, and I thought this podcast channel will help you achieve your three-year goal and jump to the next level. I'm going to be showing lots of training and lots of great episodes. So join on this podcast and get all the training and resources you need to achieve your three-year goal in 1 year and make yourself a pioneer. I wrote 13 books, Becoming a Pioneer, and you can get all those 13 books on Amazon. We're going to give away to every listener who listens on this podcast $100 Amazon gift card, so you can get all the books and learn how to become a pioneer. Hello, pioneers and entrepreneurs. My name is Bimal Shah. I'm on a mission to make pioneers out of entrepreneurs by helping you achieve your three-year goal in 1 year that is tied to your 25-year vision and five-year moonshot. I do it through 90-day leaps and weekly sprints and through my own proprietary four-leap system. I've also written 13 books, the Becoming a Pioneer series. I've founded the Pioneers Academy, the Pioneers Platform, and several resources that help you on several different platforms, the Thrive Platform, Transform Platform, and Transcend Platform. So these are resources and tools that I've built for you to double your business in a year and scale exponentially and become the only one in your business.
Why prioritize quarterly valuations over annual ones, and how do they benefit sustainable productivity?
So most companies, if you know, when you look at the stock market, CNBC, Wall Street, they all, look for quarterly reports. Companies come out with quarterly reports. Companies come out with quarterly evaluations. So if the company as a whole is focusing on quarterly goals, you and the company should be focusing on the most important thing that drives quarterly results is your team, and there should be quarterly evaluations for your team. It's also highly beneficial and productive because everybody's looking forward to it. It's a shorter time frame, and you're not waiting for problems, long-term issues to surface at the end of the year versus, looking in 90-day intervals. It gives you another 90-day period, another quarter to overcome that issue rather than, have to deal with it in the full new year. And you're dragging anything that may be a problematic situation for three more quarters where you could have taken it, much sooner. So that is the advantage of having quarterly valuations. And it's also, when your team is looking forward to it, there could be incentives, I could work harder, it motivates them to get, there's going to be a discussion about performance, about next level growth, future, and it makes your team to work more productively and profitably, every quarter.
And what makes these evaluations more impactful, and how does it benefit the organization itself, not just the employees?
Overall, it's a culture. So the biggest impact is a culture. When you have quarterly, big, hairy, audacious goals. So you can, whenever I go in companies, I have these BOG goals, which are called big, hairy, audacious goal. This concept was invented in, I think, 1900s, when companies were born. So it's not something new, but it's more than 100 years old. And when you have this big, hairy, audacious goals, you have this that mark that we're going to achieve this goal and you can celebrate as a team. So every quarter, the team is looking out to some excitement that they can accomplish or the company as a whole, and the whole company can celebrate. Also, it brings into account accountability and helps you, recognize things that may be surface, much deep inside problematic, but they're not come to the surface yet. They come to the surface as a result of the quarterly evaluations. And that is the reason why you want to have quarterly evaluation, because it is highly impactful to the company, highly impactful to the team. It's an incentive that, everybody looks forward to. It's something that everybody works together. Hey, and it's also something that, if we didn't make it this quarter, we can make it another quarter. But imagine if that is a whole year. If you didn't make it this year, now you have to wait another year to accomplish and see what's going on. And there's not that much control, not that much flexibility, and not that much adaptability if you have to wait for a full year versus having to wait for 90 days. And the reality is, as human beings, our mind is programmed to do the things in the time that we give to it. So if you give a quarter to do things, you will do it in a quarter. And if you give a full year to do it, you're going to take the full year to do it. So why not just give it a quarter and able to do it in a shorter period of time?
And then could you also share some specific tools that make these quarterly evaluations more effective, and where can our listeners access them?
So I built the quarterly performance assessment. You know, it is the one thing that works very productive. It includes all the aspects that the company needs to, and it's been used successfully by many companies where they've scaled 2 times or 10 times. I used this with a company. They had several different companies, you know, like 5 to 6 different companies, electric generation, construction, and general construction, and, you know, and generators. So when we use these quarterly performance assessment, it was able to encompass all the other divisions and all the other companies with the same team instead of having to hire more people for different companies and having different roles of each individual in different companies and do their productive results. And that's quarterly performance assessment. You can get it at bit.ly, the quarterly assessment, just T capital, Q capital, and A capital. You can click that link on the show notes, or you know, when you go to YouTube and watch this webcast, you can scan the QR code that's on the screen and you can access that as well. It has all the tools and resources that you can access, or you can go to the link in the show notes, the quarterly assessment. It was built with actual, you know, workings of a company and working. So these are tools that are not just built out of thin air, but they're built when I'm working with companies and understand the issues and they're put to the test and they have seen the results.
Thank you. And also, what are the key components of the ideal quarterly performance structure and evaluation?
The first and foremost component is, you know, what's in it for them. When you're working with the team, you know, it's not just, you know, what's in for the company, what's, you know, do you want to get your share price up, the company's profits up in this? It's also, what is the growth? The number one thing that anybody works in the company is, what's my future? What's my career here? What is the progress I'm going to make? And if you're, that is the one thing that you do want to address. You know, when you're building the quarterly performance assessment. And at the same time, you know, the cultural values, you know, if you look at Warren Buffett, the richest man, one of the richest men in the world, or the richest man, and his wisdom is well acknowledged all over the world. He buys his stocks and he invests with principles. It is not based on the stock market fluctuations or this, but it's based on strong, deep down principles. And that's what your quarterly performance assessment should also have. You know, principles that you adhere to as a company that you stand to live by, and are these the principles that your team and everybody else is following up and living up to? And how do they live up to? And this third is, you know, your daily accountability and results, you know, looking at, which is, we are not just a quarterly, we have built a tool called the daily accountability and make sure that the daily accountability is consistent. And it shows up in the quarterly. Hey, you have been consistently producing great results. Here's a tool that you can use, and it integrates, you know, the culture and all the other elements that you built with the quarterly performance assessment. It has the company values, sales number, productive numbers, your job responsibilities, daily accountability, values, and many different aspects that you can get in the tool that's built for you.
And then could you also recommend some books to our listeners in regards to structures and evaluations?
Absolutely. So I have a 13-book series, Becoming a Pioneer, and you can get the $100 Amazon gift card when you're listening to this webcast or podcast. You know, the link will be in the show notes. Now, book number 3, book number 5, and book number 8, they all focus on different aspects of accountability and performance. And book number 5 specifically gives you the quarterly performance assessment. So you can get the link and click on the show notes. It's Pioneer Book Gift Cards. It's $100 Amazon gift card. So when you click on it, you get the gift card to get all the books that you want. And book number 5 specifically focuses on that.
And then how can our listeners begin to implement these quarterly evaluations for their businesses, for their productivity? And what
So
are maybe some other support resources?
the very first thing that, you know, when you get these tools, there nothing happens unless you take action. You know, all the ideas, you know, if you don't have any proper execution with it, which is number 10, the book number 10 is focused on being a master executor and mastering the art of execution. And so once you get the tool, the first thing is get started. Once the ball is in motion, things stay in motion. So even if you're not perfect at it, just having it started, and the very first thing is, when you get this tool, bring it to the company's attention and say, hey, we're going to start implementing this and this and this and this, and start talking about it. And then once the ball is in motion, you can start implementing the tools, and you put a date on the calendar. Just like, if you want to go to a vacation, if you book a vacation ahead of time, you will work backwards and work more productively, because now you know that after a certain amount of days, you're going to vacation. So you line up things to make sure that all the things are taken care of before you go on vacation. Similarly, if you put a date that the quarterly evaluations are going to happen on this date, you will work your way backwards to make sure that all the things are lined up, and you will do it in a proper way. So that is, put a date on the calendar. We're going to start this, announce the date, get the ball rolling. And once you make that announcement, things will start happening.
Thank you very much, Primo.
Thank you very much to all the listeners. Hope you enjoy the tools. Hope you enjoy the books, and make yourself a pioneer. Hello, pioneers and entrepreneurs. My name is Bimal Shah. I'm on a mission to make pioneers out of entrepreneurs by helping you achieve your 3-year goal in 1 year that is tied to your 25-year vision and 5-year moonshot. I do it through 90-day leaps and weekly sprints, and through my own proprietary 4-leap system. I've also written 13 books, the Becoming a Pioneer series. I've founded the Pioneers Academy, the Pioneers Platform, and several resources that help you on several different platforms: the Thrive Platform, Transform Platform, and Transcend Platform. So these are resources and tools that I've built for you to double your business in a year and scale exponentially and become the only one in your business.